Atkin Wild, Kids in America at exactly 8:30, Nova 103.5, your life, your music, on a Thursday morning. Special studio guest, a man who's been touring, a man who's churning out the music. His name is Vaughn Orens, and it's not like we have to introduce him to you because everybody knows who he is. How's it, Vaughn?
I'm good, how are you doing?
Lekker, man. So we're going to talk about your tour, because you were on the road, man.
Yeah, we're on the road till Monday, actually.
Okay, so you just came back, right?
Yeah, fresh off of a Western Cape tour. Wasn't long. It was 10 days, 7 gigs, so it was hardcore.
So yeah, a lot of driving, lot of busy moving, you know?
Yeah, we finished our last gig at this hotel called the Radisson Red on Sunday.
Okay.
And then after the gig, we got on the bus and got home.
Yo. Yeah. So a bus as in
we have a minivan.
Oh, you have a minivan. Yeah. So you had to drive. So there are no roadies and stuff.
No,
you do your own work.
Well, we had quite a cool team down there. We were obviously the band, the three of us.
Yeah.
And then my fiance, who's got all the gigs sorted. She's okay. Does the admin side, and then we had a sound engineer who also is making a documentary of the whole thing.
Yeah.
So there will be a documentary out of this.
And let's face it, that's how it works these days. There has to be social media. That's what it's all about. Yeah.
But I like band docus, though.
That's but it's always good to watch.
We love watching
those things. Because,
I love it, yeah.
You know, sometimes you're not your sparkliest, funniest kind of a guy.
There are some scenes on there that might be a little bit of a sober awakening for a lot of people about what happens really on tour, you know?
Okay, so the question, of course, you're talking about a fiancé. Now, at some point, we're assuming the reason why there's a fiancé is that there's going to be a wedding.
Correct.
What happens to musos who normally play at other people's weddings when they get married? Who plays on your wedding?
I will never, ever have someone play at my wedding.
Someone you can have a DJ.
Well, my wife is also a musician, so we're not going to have a first dance. We wrote a song. We're going to sing.
Oh, wow.
We're going to play a song to the audience. They're going to dance because we have three left feet.
Yeah, you dance. We'll do the song. We do that.
And
better.
Then we're not even going to have a DJ. We have a cool playlist set up with a laptop. Where if anyone wants to play something, you're welcome to.
Nice.
It's very, very, I've always thought that the whole formal thing is a bit over the top, man.
But it's also very old, the way of doing it.
Having played 375,000 weddings, I can tell you that no one enjoys that part of it.
I mean, I can see you guys standing there, you and her, and you're like, They're screwing it up. They could do better than this.
No, it's gonna be a massive party celebrating our
Well, that's what it's about. Isn't it supposed to be a start of a life together? So there we go.
No.
Celebrate it. It's not supposed to be a sad day or a formal day or
I've always thought the semantics was a bit overboard in any case.
Yeah.
We're getting married now. We do love each other. There's no way you don't have to stress about that. We wouldn't have taken the step if we weren't.
Of course.
We weren't, you know.
It's a well thought through thing. How long have you been together?
Almost 2 years.
Okay.
Mm.
All right. So now you know what people look like first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
You know that they leave their...
Oh, we've been living together. So it was funny. Like, I met her at a gig in a couple of Decembers ago. And then...
You know how it normally works at the gigs, right? You pick up chicks there. This is not a long-term partner.
Well, I've never indulged that lifestyle too much anyways. But... Firstly, I didn't notice her, and then she sent me a message on Instagram, and she kind of started following me around to all the gigs. And then I was like, okay, cool, I see this face everywhere. And then we exchanged numbers, and then this was now probably December 22nd aroundabout, that December. And then I asked her, do you want to come to a New Year's party with me? Because I'm playing at a New Year's party. And she said, sure. And then she never went back home.
Oh, these strangers keep following you around.
She's South African, actually.
She never went back that way.
Well, she never went back to where her family was living in Longstown either. Since we were together, we've been together.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. That's great stuff. Right, and we're actually talking about new music, right?
Right.
So I think we're going to play it now. It's a new song. It's your new one called Small Talk.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to play it first, say nothing about it.
Okay.
And then we're going to chat about it, yeah?
Sounds good.
Here it is, Vaughn Orens' brand new one called Small Talk.
I've been working on my small talk, darling. I've been working on ways to be more approachable. I've been waiting for the right situation. I've been waiting on you to be more reliable. small talk, darling. I've been working on ways to seem intellectual. Interesting. I've been waiting for the right situation. I've been waiting on you to seem like you're comfortable to be seen.
No doubting the talent there, the new one from Vaughan Orange called Small Talk on Nova 103.5, Your Life, Your Music. All right, well done.
Thank you.
Awesome song. It's a real pop song. It's a feel good song.
Yeah.
It's a lekker vibe.
Yeah.
And, I think it's gonna go places because it's, like I say, it's a good song. It's catchy.
It's been playlisted on like 8 radio stations in SA now.
Awesome.
Which is cool. That's the best.
What kind of format stations?
Well, it's Mix FM. I don't know if you know.
Oh, yeah, Mix, yeah.
And then we're on the university radio stations.
Yes.
I've got an interview with Tux on Monday.
Okay.
So, and then, you know, here, then, everywhere, big ones, small ones, it's been going really, really well. I've had songs playlisted in SA before, but this one's kind of doing the rounds quite nicely. I've also done a couple of interviews, which never usually happens.
I usually
just get a guy who's voice noting KFM playing.
Yeah.
And then, hey, Bonax will be Stranto, and then go song spiel. That's what I get. You're like, oh, okay, cool.
Which means, is nice, but it's not really going to get you
but also,
in terms of
it's not ideal, but it is. It's okay, I guess.
Try and keep away from those drunkos on the beach, you know. Oh, that's lekker, man. So this is obviously this is a standalone song. Was it part of another album you're working on?
Yeah. So my sophomore record is coming out in closer to the end of the year.
Okay.
It's called Here Lies Vaughan Orange, and this is one of the singles off of that.
Yeah. Let's hope it's not a harbinger of things to come. It's like that's it. My career's over now.
Yep, I'm taking some chance. I mean, you heard the last song, the Thorn in My Side song.
Yeah.
So I am doing COVID really, and it all circles back to COVID because I had a whole album written before COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
And then COVID hit and the album didn't make sense to me anymore.
Okay.
The old title used to be, and get this, Life and Other Anomalies. Now it went to Here Lies Vaughan Orange.
You being prophetic here, right? I'm worried about what's going to happen now, right?
Well, I wrote a whole new album and I just decided to not write it in the boxes I used to.
Okay.
Not that I was too much in a box, but I felt like this is what was expected of me, so I'm going to write towards that.
But that album still exists, right? It wasn't published, but I mean, the songs are still there.
Yeah, I'm not going to use them.
Maybe at some point?
Nah.
Is it? They're just there. I mean, you wrote them and they're
dude,
there.
I write like 30 songs for an album and then whittled it down to 10. So it's not that I'm saying that's a good or a bad thing, but
it is what it is.
It is what it is. So there are a bunch of songs in my catalog that will never ever see the light of day, probably.
Well, that's what you say now. One day when you're 60 and you're hotful and need money, you're going to go a retrospective, the bootleg years.
Right?
All the songs get released.
It's a bootleg album of myself.
Exactly. No, but it's great though. I mean, the stuff is there. It's yours. It's your intellectual property. Whether you decide to put it out there or not, it's up to you, you know?
I do produce for other people, though, so it helps sometimes to have a couple of songs in the bank. Like, well, what do you think about this one?
Try this one or this one.
I would like to do as little work as possible. How about this?
Yeah, since I wrote this and everything, I can must do it myself. That's awesome. It's nice talking to you. So this one is playlisted. We'll be hearing it quite often now. So that's good news. Next one you look forward to? Anything in the pipeline yet? You said you're going back to...
Sounds Caring next week.
Yeah, of course. That's
Yeah.
So that's going to be the Friday night. You're gigging Friday night.
Yes,
right?
I also am bringing in the band, which was as my what's it? My donation, because obviously this is all for good cause.
Yeah, it's all charity. Yeah.
So I am actually not. This, I don't know if this is publicized or not, but I'm not really actually taking any money from it. I'm paying the band, and then I'm kind of way like a Joel, and we're going to do it for a good cause.
Great. We're going to be there. We'll make much ruptions.
It's going to be lekker. It's going to be such a lekker gig, man.
It's a nice vibe there as well. And Adam Tass is looking forward to returning to him next week.
Never played at Pechkop before.
Oh, wow.
I've been there for gigs and stuff, but I've never actually played there. So that's also kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, that's kind of also one of those places where Fechkop's been around forever and a day. So it's always been one of those places. I mean, it's called Fechkop, so it's like in your face kind of.
Hello.
You're from die. You're so obvious. You're from Soki. You're from dance. You're solid.
You're solid like. You're solid like. You're like of me.
Yeah, I see your dick is and you're solid like. Great talking to you as per usual. And when are you guys hitting the road again?
Probably about 3 months. We're stuck in Namibia for a little while with a lot of gigs. But if we stayed in SA another week, we'd have another week worth of gigs.
But that's great,
really,
because that means that if you want to take 3 weeks and go, you'd be able to fill up 3 weeks.
I will probably go for 20 days or something the next time.
Yeah, make it worth it in terms of the cost of getting down there, the fuel and all that stuff.
Well, this time was easy for us because we got booked for a wedding.
Okay.
So the wedding kind of brought us down, and then we organized. That's why we only stayed for 10 days, was because obviously we have to get, well, we've got people that work in studios, people that have jobs, and Ray had to get back to Zimbabwe. It was a quick hit and run, but we did as many gigs as we physically can.
Now you're going to know. The next one's going to be 3 weeks South Coast, 3 weeks KwaZulu-Natal, 3 weeks Joburg.
I think we've probably focused a little bit on Western Cape now because we have a little bit of,
you've a bit of a name. It's been built there now. There's a bit of traction.
Do you know how many Namibians were at all the gigs? Every single gig we played had at least 5 Namibians that came to come
but
watch.
But I must admit, that's also a case of the Oaks of what do you call it?
Patriotic.
Patriotic to a fault.
It's great. I stand in this venue called House of Machines, right? In Cape Town Central, in the middle of Gopstad. Great venue. Absolutely phenomenal. The people were great. And I'm playing a song and I see this one guy singing along. I'm like, how do you know the song? I'm not from here. He's like, no, I'm from Vulfus. I'm like, hello.
Only podcast. Hello. All the way there, now, House of Machines.
There are some cool venues in South Africa, man. I must say.
A place like that now, acoustics wise, is good? I mean, because
they do live bands every week.
It to look cool, as opposed to kind of the sound and the stuff.
Well, we did bring a sound engineer along to mitigate a lot of that, but I mean, they are live gig venue, so that helps already. Because I mean, this happens every week. So if there was a major catastrophe,
they'd have picked up that there was a problem of whatever sort. Yeah,
the one gig that was really random was we played in this place called Bonnievale. Yeah. Which is like tiny town on the back of a truck. Of a flatbed.
Okay.
That's also a tick.
So the Beatles and U2, they've done that
We did it on a roof also. So we were also beetling it out in Radisson Red. We played on a roof on Sunday. So
it's got to be that bucket list.
So now there's Fechkop, there's truck, and roof.
Hey, there's stuff. Now we're going to put you in the desert at some point, really in the middle of the dunes.
Yeah, well, I'd like to play in an empty swimming pool and play all those small things from Blink-182 or something.
Well, lekker. We can spend the whole day talking. Nice chatting to you. I've got some kind of a seminar awesome coming up.
Thanks for having me.
How important going to be? But anyway, nice talking to you. And awesome stuff. Great song. And it's playlisted now. And we'll see you at Sounds of Caring next weekend.
Yeah, bo.
The songs you love only on Novo 103.5.